Hey guys, I'm doing the reading today for the week of December, the first week of December for the zodiac sign Aries. The first card that I pulled was the Ten of Ariel. There is so much to be grateful for: financial success and the promise of retirement, a rich and rewarding family life. So what the angels are saying is be grateful for what you have right now. Don't stress about the things that you don't have. Be grateful for everything that you have right now, because you do have bigger and better things coming in the near future, and that's clarified by new beginnings. Starting a new life, finding your purpose, a forgiving and compassionate review of the past. So, this is clarifying the Ten of Ariel, which means be grateful for what you have right now, because you do have a new beginning of life coming for you. That could be anything. That could be abundance in family, friends, and actually financially. The next card that we pulled was the Nine of Ariel. Your dreams are fulfilled. Hard work leads to great success. A love for the beautiful things in life. That is clarified by the Queen of Ariel. Follow your heart. A love of home and friends, trustworthy, and your intuition. So trust your intuition in every decision that you actually make this week. The next card is decision. And so this actually talks about making a decision and using your intuition for this week. With everything that you're doing. Alright, so the decision card means release yourself from that which holds you back. A need to detox unnecessary worry based on a lack of self-confidence. And that is clarified by the King of Raphael. Yes, it is safe to trust the ability to accomplish many things at once. Follow your creative passions. So that, Aries, is your reading for the week of December 1st through the 5th. What they're saying is be grateful for what you have right now, because there are new things coming for you in the future. Some of you are confused right now. There's some confusion because there are some decisions that need to be made in different areas of your life. So what they're saying is go with your intuition. Your intuition is never wrong when it comes to money, friends, and family.